Now is the mighty presence of beloved, mighty Suriel speaks his heart to us this hour. We ask our beloved I Am presence to clear the outer self of each one and let him pour through us as an eternal part of our life streams, whatever sacred fire loves, indestructible purity, protection, and victory. Without any limit whatsoever, he knows we need, and then through us, for the purification of our nation, and the annihilation from the earth of everything that is of war and hate and destruction, now and forever. We thank them. Beloved of the light, we come to offer life, the freedom from human distress. When the outer self of each individual will turn the attention to the mighty I Am presence and the ascended host and open the way for us to pour forth through the outer physical self, your actual physical bodies, the heart flame of invincible, indestructible, purifying love from the ascended master's octave and the great central sun, which it is our privilege to direct to this world for the consuming of what mankind has generated of destruction. When we offer you the great cosmic flame of love, which is our power of life, our power to illumine anything, everywhere, in infinite space, because the sun presence of our love is the all-illumining sacred fire, power without limit of all manifestation. So when we have offered you the love of our own heart's flame, we ask you to accept it. Feel it come within you. Feel it stay within you. Feel it become a part of you, a part of your life stream forever. For this way, we can confer upon you the power to dissolve and consume wherever you abide the destructive forces that have sought only to desecrate and destroy everything good. So when you think of us or you call to us for help, will you please wait just an instant? And as your love comes to us, wait just an instant to feel our heart flame's love return on your own life's energy and come in to your physical bodies as an eternal part of your own life streams. And let us expand our sacred fire love's indestructible purity and release its miracle powers into you and then through you and around you into your affairs. Enough to make you master over the destructive conditions of the outer world that have tortured you so long and that have limited you and that are only trying to destroy everything in the world that is constructive, and therefore if mankind wants freedom and release from destructive forces, there's only one way it can come, and that is within the individual's own life stream from within each one. When you accept that from within, then the next flame that comes forth can be our enfolding miracle mantle of sacred fire love, of such power and indestructible sacred fire purity that it becomes your invincible protection, and then on an instant it can be like an armor of steel around you, or it can be a sun presence that blazes through you, the love, forgiveness, and mercy that dissolves destructive forces and sets life streams free for which you call. There is no harmonious, permanent way to change any condition in this world from discord and destruction into that which is harmonious and constructive. There's only one way, and that is to call the sacred fires indestructible purifying love into everything in yourselves first, and then into outer world conditions. And in that way, we can armor you with our power to protect you and make you victorious over destructive conditions. But mankind doesn't take time to turn to us and wait a moment after the call comes forth to us, and wait just a moment to let us fulfill the call. So long as the attention of the outer self is held upon destructive conditions, the door is locked against us. It is locked against our love, and mankind cannot free itself without our sacred fire love, which is our life's mastery over everything in manifestation. Therefore, when you want help for your nation or the world, stop a moment and realize that your beloved mighty I Am presence must have freedom through the outer self so it can be made a sun presence of the sacred fire love and indestructible purity from the Ascended Master's octave and the great central sun, in order to draw into physical conditions enough force to compel the purification that consumes them. Mankind cannot free itself, and there is nothing in the universe that can consume hate but the Ascended Master's sacred fire love's indestructible purity. Now, there is power without a limit, and we speak of it as the sun power from the great central sun, because it is the sacred fire love that creates suns and systems of suns throughout interstellar space. And if it can create those suns of manifestation, our sacred fire love can create a sun of our heart's flame in you and around you and into your affairs. And we can hold that there with power unlimited if people will only accept it and let us have the attention long enough to let the flame descend, become a part of your outer physical flesh bodies, enfold you in our protection, and then pour forth the sun presence of our sacred fire control of physical conditions until we can purify them and change them into the perfection that allows the divine plan to be fulfilled from your own beloved I Am presence, from the physical sun, the great central sun. We have offered love so long, and there is at no instant that we are not offering it. But mankind is interested in everything else except our love. Individuals want all the blessings that the great God presence provides in this world. But mankind does not want to give back to life the attention that lets greater blessings come and releases at this time the forgiving love and mercy of indestructible purity to consume the miscreation that human beings have generated in this world and which produce war and the hatred that is destruction everywhere. Mankind cannot have the blessings of the universe in this world and continually go on with creating destruction through war. We are making a last supreme effort to get a few people, if they'll only give us their attention, to make a few mankind a sun presence of our sacred fire love, our own life's power, the sun power of our life to control conditions in and around the physical bodies of those who will accept us and who will give us the opening by which we may pour into the nation whatever consumes enough of the hatred and enough of the impurity to allow the nation to survive. The hatred of mankind's impurity has created the wars of the world down through the ages, and now mankind must either stop the creation of evil or must face it and let it take its toll in the physical bodies of those who will not listen to us at this time. We have loved and loved and loved mankind down through the ages. We have consumed in every civilization the discord and impurity mankind has generated. We have consumed this after every war, and yet mankind goes on desiring war throughout the world. Now you might say, well, the people don't desire war. They do desire war when they don't want our love. Because every desire that is not our love's indestructible purity is a form of hate, and hate is war. So from tonight, I have come at the messenger's call over the last 24 hours to release whatever love, forgiveness, and mercy can be released to the I Am student body as we wish to enfold each one in a sun presence of our own heart's flames. Our love, our indestructible sacred fire purity, and our sun power to help control conditions around you if you care to accept it of your own free will. Thank you so much. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. Try to understand our sun presence and our sun power as the sacred fire loves forgiveness and mercy and indestructible purity in which nothing destructive can ever enter. And therefore, whenever it comes into outer world conditions, it consumes everything unlike itself. If we can make each one of you a sun presence of our heart flames, love and purity and forgiveness to life, wherever you go and wherever you direct your attention, we can flash the flame that will consume human creation. I can assure you of that. Because not all mankind's evil put together could ever touch any of the sacred fire love that we release. We want so much to make each of you an invincible sun presence of our great central sun power, of sacred fire love's indestructible purity. And that love will not accept the human creation of mankind or individuals or the war creations of the world. And therefore, it is invincible protection. But there must come within those of you through whom we pour this sun presence, there must come within you the desire to just forgive and forgive and forgive everything in the world that is wrong by pouring the sun presence of our indestructible purity into it until it has consumed the hatred and the filth and the war mankind has generated. If we can depend on you to pour forth this sun presence of love, forgiveness, mercy, and indestructible purity of the sacred fire as many times each day as possible, so there may go forth into the physical atmosphere about you, every time you send forth that call, we can pick that up and amplify it without any limit whatsoever and consciously direct it for the protection of what is constructive within your nation and then what is constructive throughout the world. So we are hoping for your cooperation, and we trust we will bring you in return the blessings of eternity that are without limit, invincible, free as the air you breathe, and our mastery over everything in the physical octave. We would like to make you invincible through this, if you care to be a sun presence of our sacred fire love's forgiveness and mercy to life that demands indestructible purity into everything in the physical world that is not sacred fire love of the intelligence of the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host. This is the supreme consciousness and the intelligence of the mighty I Am Presence in the great central sun. It is from the sun presence of the Ascended Master's octave. It is from the physical sun. And it is from every activity of the sacred fire throughout creation. It is the infinite. It is the invincible power. It is the victory of everything that is right. And it is absolutely invincible against wrong. We would like to make you a sun presence of our invincible sacred fire love's protection against all wrong. If you will govern your attention and you care to be our love, forgiveness, and mercy to life, that we may consume the hatred and the war and the impurity that is seeking only destruction everywhere it exists. From tonight, power without limit, can blaze in through and around every one of you. And there are uncountable billions of legions of the angels of the sacred fire of fiery Christ blue lightning purity that can come to your assistance in any situation and compel evil to cease to be. This is power unlimited. I hope you want to use it because it cannot hurt anything that is right, and in its presence, evil cannot live. Thank you. If we may armor you with this sun presence and then intensify its power through you as often as possible in your waking hours, when you put the body to sleep at night and you will make the call, love unlimited can flow in and around your life streams from the great central sun of our love to life and our desire to protect your nation and free the world from that which otherwise will destroy everything. Much depends on this, and we are just hoping for as many as possible who will remember us as many times in the waking state as possible and will come to us at night on the wings of love, and let us charge your life streams at night with all the sacred firepower of our love's indestructible purity that will make you master over destructive conditions when you return to the body in the morning. So, blessed ones, to forgive and forgive and forgive by blazing the sun presence of our indestructible purifying love is the mercy of the great cosmic law of the mighty I Am presence and the ascended host. Then your own individual life streams, the mighty I Am presence of each one of you, can draw forth from the great central sun by cosmic command certain outpouring wherever you go that can go before you, clear the way, and strike into every destructive condition the blue lightning Christ annihilation of that which has tortured you and life down through the ages. This is the redemption of the world. And there's only one thing that can overcome mankind's filth and hatred and evil and war. So if we may make you the sun presence of our love, forgiveness, and mercy to life, you won't even need to be concerned about the destructive forces of the outer world, except to call forth our overwhelming oceans of what sacred fire love is necessary to wipe them out of the universe before they can any longer desecrate life. This is the great forgiving love and mercy from the great central sun that must come to purify this world and all upon it. And unless mankind arises and is willing to let the sun presence of our purity come into this world, then there's nothing but destruction left. There are those life streams on the earth who are trying to hold to what is constructive the best they can under the present outer world conditions. And they are entitled to your love, your forgiveness. They are entitled to your call for for our sacred fire, sun, power, and presence to come to their assistance and protect and help them to do what's right to save your nation, that the nation may do what's right to save the world from greater destruction. Therefore, from tonight, we hope you will remember our sun power and master flame of the sacred fire, love, forgiveness, and mercy to life that consumes even evil that its suffering may cease to be. This is the deliverer come. This is the resurrection and the life. This is the open door that no man can shut, because love, forgiveness, and mercy are the sacred fire, power flame from the great central sun, that wherever that sun power goes, everything unlike itself is dissolved and consumed, and perfection takes its place for eternity. If you draw this in and around yourselves and into outer physical conditions at this time, there will never be a time when destructive forces will flow back to try to touch you. This is invincible, eternal protection, because our sacred fire loves indestructible purity at all times, brings into the physical octave the limitless legions of the sacred fire angels of fiery Christ, blue lightning purity, and all mankind put together cannot control them. These you need in order to have the protection around yourselves and around that which is constructive in order to enable it to survive. So if you care to be our legions of the sun power and the sun presence of the sacred fire angels of fiery Christ, blue lightning control of physical conditions, I think you'll have some amazing experiences, which I hope you will enjoy. And I am quite sure once you have them, they'll be yours for eternity. Thank you so much. When great cosmic beings who throughout aeons of time have drawn this love of life from the great central sun to create a sun or a system of suns or a sun and a system of worlds, and gives and gives and gives the perfection of life for uncountable aeons of time, to enable manifestation to take place on a world. You must understand, those great beings are cosmic authority of which mankind knows nothing, but which it is compelled to obey when that sacred fire comes into this world and releases its mastery, and that which is not the love, forgiveness, and mercy of eternal purity must cease to be. We want your calls, but we want your attention to your mighty I Am presence first, and then to us long enough when you make your call to stop. It doesn't take 30 seconds for our love to return on your own life's energy, on your attention. And feel that love come back into yourselves, blaze through you, and come back. Another wave come down and around you to enfold you in our heart's flames love that wants to protect you. It wants to purify you. It wants to harmonize everything in your world. For the love of our life, our sun presence, hasn't any desire within it except to protect you and purify you and harmonize you and blaze through you perfection for eternity. But in order for you to have it, there must be within you the desire to send it forth to the rest of the world to purify all in manifestation and consume the hatred that has created war and consume the war and its impurity that has imposed their insults upon the powers of nature and forces of the elements that our love has given. So, blessed ones, from tonight, I hope we may accept you as our sun legions of our love's mercy and forgiveness and indestructible sacred fire purity into everything in the physical world, that you may never again feel irritation or criticism or condemnation or judgment of anything that is wrong. When it is wrong, you simply pour the sacred fire love's indestructible purity into it with our master power, our sun power of whatever annihilates the wrong. Leave that to us. If you make the call and hold the picture of the sun presence descending into the condition and wiping out of existence everything that is wrong, you will be invincible against destructive forces, and you will have power without limit to assist your loved ones and to assist all who are constructive, that we may save part of this civilization and that which is constructive within your nation until the war creation mankind has generated can be consumed and removed from the universe forever. And whatever you think of destructive forces that are in other places of the world, call forth frequently the limitless legions of the angels of fiery Christ, blue lightning purity, to strike into every destructive etheric record whatever great central sun blue lightning force annihilates every destructive etheric record. And you'll see many destructive activities collapse completely almost overnight. This is necessary, and wherever you go, if you will use it ahead of time, you will find opposition and delay and resistance unable to affect you or your affairs, and it is part of your protection. So from tonight, I trust you may be our sun presence of love, forgiveness, and mercy to life by the ascended masters and cosmic beings, great central sun heart flame, the sun presence, the sun power of the sacred fire's indestructible purity that can come to earth and do that which only it can do, to help purify as soon as possible and to protect what is constructive wherever you call it into existence. If I were you, I would ask this sun presence of our love to enfold your loved ones as well as your own love, and only love and victory and perfection can be the result. Your loved ones need it. And those who are caught in destructive forces and yet are trying to free themselves from that destruction can be enfolded in our great central sun power flame that I assure you will enable them to have their victory and will enable you to give protection to everything that is constructive, and all who are trying to hold to the light at this time. This is very, very, very far-reaching and can be drawn into the physical octave without any limit whatsoever. It is power without limit and protection of eternity. It is the victory of our love, and it is the supreme mercy and forgiveness that consumes mankind's human creation and clears the world, that the sun presence of perfection can unfold the ascended master's way of life and fulfill the great divine plan that raises all into the ascension. This is part of the ascension flame. So the sun presence of our love, forgiveness, and mercy is power unlimited, and the sacred fire legions of sacred fire angels, of fiery Christ blue lightning force unlimited, can strike into every destructive condition the cosmic annihilation of eternity. So we ask you to use the power. Stop long enough to feel us fill you with our love and clothe you in the armor of that love's protection, that you may be its mighty victory over every destructive condition and be able to give to everything that is constructive as much protection as possible at this time. And in the meantime, call for whatever is necessary to compel the annihilation of all hate, all war, and all impurity. And let us see what we can do as soon as possible in the physical octave to put an end to that which is doing naught but destroying and desecrating the blessings that life has bestowed here. We shall watch and watch and watch. And if you need us, we will come again. And every time we come, there will be unconquerable legions of the angels of fiery Christ, blue lightning purity, to help fulfill your calls and hold protection around that which is to be sustained and fulfill the great divine plan. May they abide with you and make you feel their protection. May our sun presence love fill you and enfold you and reveal to yourselves its mighty presence and power to conquer everything in this world by our life, which we loan you to redeem the earth and put an end to suffering forever. May you feel with every fiber of your being our own heart flames love, which we offer to you to become an eternal part of your own life streams. We give it to you for eternity, and we clothe you in it until you have absorbed everything from our octave that makes you master over this, that you go forward and know only the victory that our sun presence is to life. And that victory is sacred fire love's invincible perfection and the mastery that forever compels evil to cease to be. May you feel it with every power of your being, and let your mighty I Am presence reveal through you its own powers to put an end to the destructive forces as soon as possible, save your nation, and purify the earth enough to bring peace as soon as possible. May our love and our sun presence make you feel it within yourselves, that it may abide within and around you and do only that which our sacred fire love can do to make you the same master presence wherever you abide, as you are willing to give this help to the rest of life, until all in this world is purified once again, this time forever. May you feel our sun presence love of indestructible purity. Abide within it and use its power to free others as soon as possible. And we shall be with you the moment your love comes to us. The limitless legions of the angels of fiery Christ blue lightning protection come and abide with you and hold your victory until the world and all upon it are ascended and free forever. Thank you with all my heart. Blessed, beloved, mighty, surreal, make us the sun presence of your own heart's flame and do through us what needs to be done as quickly as possible for our nation and the world. And we thank you for eternity. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy unfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such sacred fire love to everything that lives. No evil can remain, and we thank thee forever. Beloved Daddy, in the words of benediction, charge us and clothe us. Whatever you know makes us the victory for which we call and that sets our nation invincibly, eternally free. We thank thee forever. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, every being who has poured love to us since we left the great central sun, and now pour through us enough of the sun presence. Oh, beloved mighty Surya and all the great beings from the great central sun, blaze through the I Am student body, whoever will of his or her own free will be an outpouring and an open door for this. Blaze through us whatever sun presence of that love, forgiveness, and mercy is enough to purify and free our nation, and through that remove from the earth all war and hate and impurity for eternity. And we ask you, beloved, seven mighty Elohim of creation, enfold us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress, beloved mighty Surya's mightiest power of the sacred fire love at his command, of sacred fire love's indestructible purity, love, forgiveness, and mercy, blaze through the I Am student body whatever is necessary to put an end to mankind's evil as soon as possible. We thank thee for eternity. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that everything that we can give until our nation is purified and safe forever, and the world is purified and at peace for the ascension of all. We thank thee. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun whence they came, we ask them to enfold all of this radiation and make those of this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all of this earth raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way. And to this end, we offer everything for the fulfillment of the great divine plan, till no part of life is left in this world in the distress of human creation, when love wants everybody to be free. Make those out of this radiation invincibly victorious, and let each one be, beloved Surya's great sun presence of his love to life. And may the limitless legions of the sacred fire angels of fiery Christ blue lightning protection, abide with us, clear the pathway ahead of us, stay with us, and prevent all wrong wherever we abide. And we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the love, and now all the love, forgiveness, and mercy that is necessary to purify and save our nation and bring peace to the earth as soon as possible. And we thank thee for all we are and have for eternity. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may beloved, mighty, surreal, blaze a sun presence of his own heart's peace into and around everybody, everything under this radiation for eternity. And we thank him.